So if we have not met, my name is Megan Rush, and I am the Associate Pastor of Discipleship here at Columbia Grove. And my main job here is to connect one another. It's almost like a matchmaking service. It's awesome. And what I focus most on is our connection groups, because here at Columbia Grove, we strive to be a church that is a church of connection groups, not that have connection groups. And the difference is that we recognize that life change happens in smaller groups. Because on Saturday night and Sunday morning, our hope is that you would come in here, you would smile, you would connect with others, you'd hopefully get to know a few people, be open to that. But we recognize that real life change, real closeness with Christ and with others actually happens in smaller groups. And that's why I'm here this morning, to prove to you that you are like a Lego. And I'm actually going to pass these out. So I'm going to go down the rows here. And if you would just make sure... Yes, you have to take one, Carl. So if you wouldn't mind taking one, passing it down, making sure everybody gets one. There you go, buddy. And once everyone has one, feel free to just leave it wherever it is. I'll pick those up later. But I want to prove to you that you are Lego, because Legos are great. How many of you guys have these around your house or have had them around your house? Yes. How many of you have stepped on them? Right? Boys, I found half of these. I apologize, but I found half of these on the floor in my house in the first place. So we're all like this Lego, and this Lego is fantastic. It comes in all shapes and sizes, but this Lego's purpose is to connect with other Legos. We are to connect with other Legos. Wait, that doesn't sound right. We're to connect with other people. Don't get me wrong there. We are to connect with other people. And I feel like the society that we live in today is actually making us disconnected from others. So we are actually probably the most connected than we ever have had been before. Via the internet, social media, our cell phones, our tablets. We can get a hold of anybody in the world right now. We're more connected than ever. But we're also more disconnected relationally than we ever have. Statistics are showing us that we're actually the most lonely than we ever have been. And we are the busiest that we have ever been. Because right now, I can do 90% of my work on my phone anywhere. That means when I'm eating dinner, I can be doing my work. And that means that a lot of people are. Because the way it works right now, you and your family of four, let's say, because I have four Legos, that's why, you guys could get up, get ready for church. Everyone can have their tablets, their phones, you can get in the car, you don't have to talk to each other. You can turn on the radio, you can drive to church, you can come in the building, you don't have to talk to anybody, you can sit in your seat. There can be 200 people here, you don't have to talk to anybody, you can even feel lonely. You can walk out the door, maybe take a cookie on your way out. You can get in the car, you can get on your tablet, go home, drive through your neighborhood, click your garage door opener, drive the car in, shut the door, you don't have to talk to your neighbors. Go in the house and you can binge watch Netflix for 6 seasons. Speaking of experience, actually, so. You don't have to talk to anybody, and everybody in your house can go to their own laptop, tablet, their own form of entertainment, and they don't have to talk to anybody. Social psychologists are calling it relational poverty, because more and more we're feeling lonely. We're posting on the internet, we're posting on Facebook, hey, I'm having a bad day, and we're waiting around for the, hey, sorry, smiley face, it's a better tomorrow. It's called deferred loneliness. Thank you. Because we're waiting for someone to respond, but when we actually stop and think, who are the people who we actually could call at 2 o'clock in the morning? Who's actually there for us? Do we have a group of people who are keeping us accountable and allowing us not to drift? Because God made you to connect. And he made you relational. In Genesis 2:8, we read, "The Lord God said, 'It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.'" There was two, and then there was a whole lot more. He made us to connect with one another. He made us so that we connect with him, and then we connect with others. And we have to be intentional today because it's our society is actually, honestly, I even just feel like that's the way Satan's getting in our families and our relationships. I asked the teenagers this week what they would say the top two issues were in their schools, and they said one was bullying, which I kind of figured that was going to be one. Two was not being able to communicate with one another. And when we talked about number two, it really was number one. Because when I asked them what the bullying was and we talked about it, it really came down to, I asked, like, hey, that person saying that about you, did you go to their face and talk to them? Well, no. No, I'm pretty sure I know what they were saying. We're doing that all the time. And it's getting harder because we don't know how to resolve conflict. Our lives together are more important. Our lives together make us who we become in Christ. God himself is relational. He loved you so much that he didn't want to be separated from you because of your sin. He sent Jesus here for you so that he could show you how to do it. He had his own connection group. He lived life through them, through us, showed us how to do it. He died on a cross so that your sins were forgiven. It's free. It's done. He rose from the dead. If you have accepted Jesus, you will be with him one day, but right here, right now, we can live the kingdom of God. Now, in our relationships, in our friendships, because life together is easier. Have you ever tried to move by yourself? Anyone? Try to move by yourself? It sucks. Have you ever gotten the cancer diagnosis on your own? Have you had the marriage issue on your own? Have you had the child who's straying on your own? We were made together to strengthen each other. I read something this week I loved. Connection carries us through the valleys, climbs the mountains, and celebrates the joys. Ecclesiastic says, no? Yep, thank you. Ecclesiastics 4:9-12 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. You don't have to face it alone. You can live life together. A couple months ago, was listening to a sermon, and the pastor kept saying, convinced people convince people. Digest that for a second. When you are convinced of something, you tend to convince other people of it. I am convinced of connection groups because it's changed my own life. I grew up Catholic. I didn't go to church for years. After I got married, had kids, came back to church, came to Columbia Grove, decided to join a connection group. And pridefully, I went to that connection group thinking, well, I know lots of people in this town. I'm going to help connect people. And God has a way of humbly bringing me back down. Because in that connection group, I realized that I had lots of friends, and none of them were godly. Because they weren't pointing me toward the right stuff. They weren't pointing me to the Bible for answers. They weren't pointing me toward stronger Christian maturity. But thankfully, the group that I found, we have been through it all. I have ladies that we have raised our families together. I want to say just ladies, it's been our families. Through births, through deaths, through celebration, through joy, through the 2 o'clock in the morning phone calls. God knew what he was doing because I needed them. When I look back now, I don't even know how I survived without him or how I would have. And someone pointed out to me last night, I didn't know what I was missing until I went. It was going to the connection group, making the step, realizing that I wanted to make that investment in my life. That's where God worked in me. But I had to take the step and I had to make the investment. Because whether I was lonely or I was too busy, there's too many things, the kids have all these things, it was an investment in my relationship with Jesus. Because God works through our relationships. And he changes the world through us. And I know that sounds like a super big jump. It's not. He changes the world when we get together in these small groups. Because 8 to 10 people together times 20 times across this valley, across this world, we change things. We have capacity in this valley to change everything. Washington State is the number one unchurched state in the United States. We have plenty of opportunity in this city, has plenty of opportunity. People need to know it. And when you're convinced that Jesus has changed your life, you want other people to know it. And when you've been in a small group and you have people that have been there for you when you needed them, when you were struggling, when you needed them, when they lifted you up, when you were there for them, because let me tell you, it's a two-way street. We got to be there both ways. When you get to be there for them, it's just as thrilling. And we get to see a version of what Jesus has for you that you didn't even know you needed. And we see this in the early church in Acts, where we go from the Gospels to the establishment of the early church. And the church exploded because people saw and they wanted it. In Acts 2:46, we see every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved. It is still true today. He adds to our numbers when he sees what's happening in your life. When your neighbor sees people coming over and bringing you a meal after something happened, and they're lonely and they want what you have. When Jesus left this earth, there was 120 followers. Today, there's 2.2 billion followers. There's a reason for that. And you're it. Convinced people convince people. We are made to connect, and the connection groups are the first step for that. But you've got to make the move. That's the hard part, and I know it. And if you're connected, so if you're sitting there and you're like, I have a group, I agree. Like, I have an amazing support system that I probably pray 5 times a day for. But I try to connect other people. So if you feel connected, could you try to help connect other people? Because they need what you have. So we're going to try a little experiment. And you could get your Lego out. I didn't tell my husband this ahead of time because he's not going to be very happy with me. Because I'm going to ask you to get in groups. We're going to try it. We're going to do mini, mini connection groups. So I'm going to ask if you would look around to 3 or 4 people around you and connect your Lego with them. Bonus points if you don't know them. Okay, I know. I got some looks. Okay. 3 or 4 people, rule followers, if it's more than 3 or 4, it's perfectly fine. It would be great. I know, I can hear the rule followers last night. Okay. Introverts, I'm sorry. Extroverts are like, can we have 10? Okay. I would ask you, though, that you would make sure that everybody is in a group. Please look around. It sucks when you're sitting by yourself. Let's be honest, okay? It would be great if you would recognize that and get up out of your seat and move to them. So if you could connect your brick with 4 or 5 people, and I would ask if, I know we don't have a lot of time, but if you would ask their name and the question on the board, which is, what is a friendship God has used to help grow your faith? Maybe that's a hard one to answer. Let me just give you a small little example. This one's a one from a long time ago. Especially if you're a seeker, I know it's kind of hard to try to think of a place God's used a friendship. I used to work with a guy a long time ago, probably 15, 20 years ago, and he put the Christian music on the radio when we were working, and it just drove me nuts. It drove me nuts, and I'd beg him to change it. He wouldn't change it. Years later, I had the radio on, and a song came on, and I'm singing it and didn't even know it. And the next thing I realized, like, oh my gosh, this is a Christian radio station, and I never turned it off. So I know that God used that friendship in there. So share that with them. And here's a little note. You might not get to it, to everybody, but guess what? There's after service. So you would know, have a few new friends, too. You can jumble up. Go.
Okay, ready?
mentioning this last week. Somebody pointed out to me, I had the privilege of preaching about a month ago, and preaching about how when we look in the mirror, we need to be seeing how the God's reflection of us, how God sees us. And the other huge advantage that I personally have noticed in a connection group has been how God uses these people to reflect the things we can't see. So there has been certain qualities in me that my friends have called out in me, some strengths. And I mean, good friends will point out the weaknesses too. A lot of times it'll cover them for us. But when we see the strengths in each other, then we get to pull them up into places they didn't even know. And I know that I saw that in Carrie. Carrie is a leader and a connector at heart, and she doesn't believe it. I don't know that she still believes it, but I'm going to give the mic to Carrie and let her tell you how God's worked in her life through connection groups.
Okay, yes, definitely being up here is not my comfort zone, but anyway.
You got to put the mic closer here.
God has worked in and through me in connection groups. I came to this church, and I was one of the people that was in the door every week and out the door. I didn't want to make eye contact with anyone. I didn't want anyone to know I was here. I just wanted to be here and hear God's word and go home and shut the garage door into my own world. Well, after a few years and being comfortable with the people in this church, I decided to take a leap of faith and join my first connection group, and it was life-changing for me. I then, every time they offered connection groups, took myself out of my comfort zone again and again and joined groups where I didn't know anyone. And it has blessed me just immensely. I had a connection group where I invited my mom. She wasn't attending here at the time, and just said, I need some support. I'm going to lead a group for the first time. And now she attends with me, and it just was a huge blessing. And that led my leadership in the connection groups. Every time I say no and God says yes, I have made friendships that have supported me. Megan has been one of those people that has pushed me where I needed pushing, and it has been a blessing. So I just would encourage anyone that is at the place that I was to make that connection, make that first step. It'll open doors for you and friendships that will be irreplaceable. So I am leading a connection group on Thursday nights, and I'm kind of jumbled, not real eloquent in my speech. So if you feel like you're one of those and want to join us, I would love to have you.
Thank you, Carrie.
My name's Kimberly Lewis, and my husband and I started going to connection groups probably, I think, last fall. And my brother and sister-in-law had been saying about this awesome group that they were in. They just loved it. And finally one day we said, oh, we're so busy, but we'll just go this one time and just, you know, see what it's about. And then we just probably not go again. And instantly fell in love with our group of folks that we have been meeting with for some time, and have been tremendously blessed in our marriage, tremendously blessed in our souls. And we've one of the things I was talking to Megan about a few weeks ago was that God has really taught Jim and I how to pray. And you think, oh, most of us pray all the time, but for us to verbally come out and pray together and pray for each other is new for us. And I can't even tell you how blessed our lives have been by going to a connection group and being able to feel comfortable to ask questions. I'm a Christian who has just recently come back to the Lord, and so I feel like I'm a baby, and so I feel comfortable enough to ask in these connection groups some of the things I just don't really understand. And nobody laughs at me and or teases me or anything. They just give me knowledge. And so the friendships we've gained, too, we have fallen in love with Megan and Sean, Dale Gail and Dawn. What a blessing. So to know that he's really in a group. Ooh, might have to go to that one. So, because it's pretty amazing. I think it's something God's placed in my heart. So I think it's pretty cool. Which, and to get up here. Oh. So just amazing. Just the connection group. Just all around. It's just been a blessing, and I would say if you don't have a group, find a group, go that one time, because I'm telling you people, you will go back. You will go back, and your soul will be amazed.
Awesome. Thank you, you guys. I love it. So together, amazing things happen. And I don't know why I need to point this out. I don't honestly even know how it connects, but this just shocked me this week. When you take 6 Lego pieces together, they make a million different combinations. I know, like I kept re-Googling it, and I was like, that's crazy, that's crazy. We do amazing things when we're together, and this world changes. And another thing I just wanted to point out, a statistic that just, to be quite honest, actually leaves me up at night, because our valley has suicide issues. And let me just give you a statistic here. The 4th leading cause in America for 18 to 65-year-olds is suicide. The majority of those are males. 3 times that women try to commit suicide. Men just seem to be better at it. The problem is that most of that comes out of loneliness and the lack of accountability. I've talked to a few men and women in women's ministry that have had close, accountable groups, and they have recognized the fact that when you have somebody, and all of us that have been in groups where we can be honest with one another, I am struggling with this, I need to talk to you about this, things change when we let Jesus in there and we let someone else in there and we pray about it. It'll change. For our 18 to 29-year-olds, 2nd leading cause of death. College campuses are dealing with this all the time. It has to do with connection. This matters, you guys. It matters. Whether we're lonely, whether we're busy, or if we're connected, that we could be reaching out. So I just pray that today it is your step. We have laid foundation for you to find a group. I would love to help you find a group. If you have one, call them today and thank you. Trust me, I texted mine last night and said, I don't know what I'd do without you. Do that today, because it's your step and it matters. As the worship team comes up, I would ask that whoever has the group of Legos, I have a little Lego foundation back there. Add it to that. The crazier, the better. I think that fits us well. And we can just recognize the fact that we are better together connected. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you so much for this time together to recognize that we were made to connect. We were made to connect with you, and we were made to connect together. That when we have godly friendships in our lives, we can sustain so much. Whether that's through a valley, climbing a mountain, or celebrating joy, Father, that you are with us. That each and every single person here, whatever their heart needs today, that you would fulfill it, that they would pray and ask you to renew their spirit, that you would ask them to be, you would be with them, Lord. Help them make a step. Help in that connection, that it would be well, that we recognize that each group isn't going to be perfect, because we are not perfect, Father. We come with our brokenness. We come with our worldviews. But Father, I ask that you would be the unity that we need. I pray that you would connect us together, and I pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.